You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ Show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts. If it's trending, it's here now.
I want something new.
This is Now Trending with Riggins on the Ace and TJ Show.
Top trending topic today, The Bachelorette. Bachelorette ended last night. I don't want to spoil anything for you on the, whatever it is, 28th season of The Bachelorette, but I hear it ends in heartbreak.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know.
Oh my gosh.
But believe it or not, people are talking about it on the internet. Well,
I tell you who's going to be heartbroken is my son named Boy. He doesn't watch The Bachelorette, but he loves The Bachelorette.
Really?
This particular Bachelorette?
Yeah,
she's very
attractive.
He's
going to be sad if she goes out of the public eye.
Really?
Yeah. He likes Asian girls.
That was going to be my question.
He loves the look of Asian girls.
I love it. I love it. Good for him. Speaking of
like father, like son.
Yeah, I was about to say that.
I didn't know at first because he liked Star Wars and stuff when he was little, whether he was really mine's.
Turns out he is.
The exotic ladies.
Turns out he is.
The apple does not fall far. But speaking of beautiful women, Haley Welch, you might know her as the Hawktua girl. She has a new podcast. She landed a podcast deal on Jake Paul's Better Network. So, I don't know. Do people want to hear a whole podcast from Hawktua?
Well, her first guest is Whitney Cummings or somebody, right?
Yeah. Well-known comedian.
So, she was just on Whitney Cummings' podcast as well.
It's probably promoting hers.
Yeah, I don't know.
It does have a clever name. It's called Hawktua. You get it?
Yeah.
I like that. But I don't know. Do I care about her interviewing other celebrities? Not really.
Mm-hmm.
Not really. Hopefully, she's really funny on it, though.
Yeah. She's
turning 15 minutes into something bigger.
What a shame.
What a shame.
That's her heart.
Yeah. And then there's a new Guinness World Record that has just been set by a guy named David Rush from Idaho. He also holds the record for breaking the most records in 1 year. His latest record, most table tennis balls bounced against a wall with the mouth in 30 seconds. Now, here's what that looks like. For those curious, he's got a ping pong ball in his mouth and he spits it against a wall and it bounces right back into his mouth. And he does it more times than anybody in 30 seconds.
Which, what was the previous record?
I think he goes out to set his own record and then break them.
Uh-huh.
And they're all very mouth centric.
Okay, let's give him credit though. That's pretty 47. That's pretty good. That's pretty impressive. Because he spits that ball, it bounces all the way. He has to spit it out, catch it in his mouth, 47 times in a row in 30 seconds. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to get a ping pong ball for tomorrow's show and try this out.
Well, I don't know. Is there any money to be made? I don't know.
I don't know.
But it could be fun to watch.
Well, I mean, he's got a step and repeat banner behind him, probably with sponsors on it.
Yeah, he went to London to do it, so he's getting to travel and things like that. He also has the record for most wet bars of soap stacked.
Nice.
I mean, just all kinds of different things. So, congratulations, David Rush. And those are just a few things that are now trending.
Well, you know, you can outsource just about anything now. You know, all of these services where people will come into your home when you're not there and not just clean, but I don't know, pack up for you to move the next day and then walk your dog while they're there and drive your car around for you. Riggins is one of those that uses those types of services. But there's a new service that could change everything when it comes to your employment. It's coming up next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show. Let's face it. These days, we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with Ace and the Meaningful Meeting Podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
The Ace and TJ Show loves to give back to the community, and they do that with their charity, Peyton's Promise. Get more information about how you can help with Peyton's Promise at peytonspromise.org. Peyton's promise would not be possible without great sponsors like CompuCom, acetj.com/CompuCom.
Here we go. Live every weekday on your radio and anytime you want, wherever you download podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ Show.
And make sure you subscribe on that. You know, we know some of the subscriptions that you do have, and you wouldn't want to tell people about some of the things you subscribe to on the internets. So this is something that kind of balanced that out. And you subscribe to Ace TJ stuff.
Ours are free.
Yeah, so, and it will cleanse a little bit of your activity. I need to get off the nasty stuff. All right. There's one thing about the working force today. It's it seems like they're always trying to get somebody else to do what they don't want to do. You know what I mean? That's not my job. That's not under my job description. I'm not doing that. They don't pay me enough to do this, even though it's in my job description. They don't pay me enough. I shouldn't be expected to do that. Well, that attitude has carried itself all the way to quitting your job, because there are some companies now, they're just a couple, and they're in Japan, but they're headed this way, that will quit your job for you. They call your employer, they tell them you're leaving, they even handle and negotiate the details, you know, like when's your last day and how to return company-owned uniforms and supplies and things like that. They say that culturally, Japanese people can be less confrontational, especially when they respect their boss or business and they feel like they may be letting down people by leaving. But they also say that some people use the service. They say, this is my way of conveying the message. Y'all aren't even worth saying goodbye to.
Oh.
You know, I am Inetta, the mood setter, and Inetta is not going to be setting the mood anymore.
So you would leave work on... I'm sorry, go ahead.
The famous disc jockey that we've played on the show for years and years, who quit her job on the air and did it in a fiery, sassy way. The service would cost around $200 to $300. Now, basically what that is that it's an agent.
Yeah.
You know, like we have an agent that anytime we've left a job in radio, well... Not every time, but since we've had an agent, he negotiates all of the stuff and says, this will be, you know, he'll let us know. I've talked with them. They want your last day to be this day. And then when your last day is set to be this day, they'll come in the day before and say, no, today's your last day. Yeah. We changed our mind.
Or a week before.
Yeah.
Whatever. Well, I got to give you that last week and run, take a chance on you saying something we don't want you to say.
Right. And then, you know, that all goes down and, you know, who knows? Maybe in 10 years or so, you end up working for that same company again.
It happens.
All is forgotten. Oh, water under the bridge. And now they carry your show in the afternoon on a different one of their radio stations.
Stranger things have happened in life.
Yeah, but we talk to them about that stuff and laugh. So it's not like we're saying anything out of school or anything like that.
So you would just leave work on a Tuesday and just never see anybody again, and somebody just calls and handles everything and it's done. Right.
Unless they say, well, we want their last day to be Friday, and then I guess you got to go in until Friday, because they said they negotiate the day that you leave.
Okay.
So that would be kind of weird. Yeah. All right, there is a new superstar I predict is going to be a superstar. Cultural phenomenon. Tell you who it is next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show. Subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern. Available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
The Ace and TJ Show loves to give back to the community, and they do that with their charity, Peyton's Promise. Get more information about how you can help with Peyton's Promise at peytonspromise.org. Peyton's Promise would not be possible without great sponsors like CompuCom, acetj.com/compucom.
Here we go.
Live every weekday on your radio and anytime you want, wherever you download podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ Show.
Hey, if you need any type of mortgage help, you want to get some money out of the equity in your home, you need a home equity line of credit, any of that stuff. Our friend Richard Tocato Companies. He is the Richard of Richard Tocato Companies, not just some dude named Richard that works for a company coincidentally named Richard Tocato Company. So go to homewithrichard.com. You'll love him. Homewithrichard.com. So I can't believe I forgot to mention this yesterday, but I saw over the weekend watching the college football this new ad campaign by the number one selling beer in America, Modelo. And they have a character in their commercials, that in their ads, that I think is going to be the next Dos Equis guy that says, stay thirsty, my friends. The most interesting man in the world. Yeah. Mm-hmm. This guy is the Modelo recruiter, and he's recruiting fans, like the ultimate fans. And he looks like a Mexican version of Rip from Yellowstone. He's got the cowboy hat, the denim jacket, wearing a big gold pinky ring and stuff. Really neat beard and cool sunglasses. I mean, he doesn't smile or anything. He's just going around scouting all the parties and all the games and stuff to find the ultimate fans. The recruiting, he's the ultimate Modelo recruiter. And I couldn't find the name of the actor doing it, but I'm just saying, mark it. That's going to be a really famous character in ad campaigns and stuff for Modelo. He's going to be probably as big as, if not bigger, than the you remember the old guy that used to do the Dr. Pepper commercials where he tried to get into the games and he tried to sneak into the games, the old dude selling Dr. Peppers and stuff. I think he's going to be bigger than that.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a proclamation. Bigger than Lil Sweet?
From Little Sweet.
I love Little Sweet.
Justin Guarini, Little Sweet. I love that.
They showed this guy for a minute the other night during the LSU game. It was a Modelo sponsored game. And I saw him there. He was just standing in the aisle. He was passing out beer. People were going crazy. I was like, oh, this is pretty funny.
Yeah, it's going to be huge.
It was pretty funny.
And Modelo became the number one selling beer when Bud Light went down because of the boycotts and stuff. Still the same company. It's Anheuser-Busch.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know that.
But I do like a Modelo. I don't mind a Modelo.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That foil gets them away, though. I think the foil is unnecessary. Mm. You know, they got it wrapped in foil at the top, like Champagne.
Yeah.
you do away with that. I don't need that. But I do need that hunk of a Mexican cowboy that got out there looking through binoculars with sunglasses on at night. It doesn't get much cooler than that.
This is the Ace and TJ Show. The Ace and TJ podcast and radio show is new every weekday starting at 7 a.m. Eastern and airs 24 hours a day on the Ace and TJ family stream on the Ace and TJ family app. Get the show plus exclusive daily Ace and TJ family shorts like 60 Second Stories, The Good News, The Music Update, and more. Download the new Ace and TJ family app and listen to the show plus the new Ace and TJ family shorts anytime, every day.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
The Ace and TJ Show loves to give back to the community, and they do that with their charity, Peyton's Promise. Get more information about how you can help with Peyton's Promise at peytonspromise.org. Peyton's Promise would not be possible without great sponsors like CompuCom. acetj.com/CompuCom.
This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
I did this thing last night that we do every Tuesday. We take turns doing it, members of the show. Called the Ace and TJ Experience. Last night was my turn to do it, Facebook Live. every Tuesday night at 7 Eastern. And I'm not sure, but I think if somebody just landed here from somewhere else and they watched it, they would just think that there is a lunatic sitting on his porch drinking and just talking to the clouds. Yeah. I mean, I don't even know what I was doing. And it wasn't because, I mean, I only had that one drink that I had during the 30-minute thing. So it wasn't that at all. It may be that that's close to my bedtime. Yeah. And I was just burnt usually, and I'm just kind of out of my head.
Yeah.
Yeah. and you got to interact so much, and you're all wired up afterwards.
But see, I didn't interact as much last night. I would jump in there every now and then and say somebody's name, you know, because somebody told me that I'm kind of awkward when I'm reading the comments. Riggins.
It's a little awkward.
Someone mentioned that.
And maybe that's why I sounded like a raving lunatic, is because I was paranoid. Because I kept wanting to look, because I saw the comments popping, and I was like, how long has it been since I read one? And then somebody even commented, your expressions when you're reading the comments, ha ha, or LOL.
Really? Well, you're not a great reader.
I know.
That sounds harsher than it's meant to sound, but TJ's historically not a good reader.
I mean, you have to stop it and scroll back. Like, does it scroll past sometimes? You got to stop it and pull it back down to finish reading it or something?
I guess. And then, but I'm a good reader as far as if I'm reading something aloud, I can make it sound like I'm not reading it. But I'm not good at reading fast and on that. Maybe I've always thought they have something to do with each other, because every time I read something in my head, I have to read it as a narration instead of just getting the words out and going. So, but yeah, it was awkward. And a couple of people just, hey, what are you drinking? Like,
well,
this is it. I'm not drunk.
Every time you have a beer, every time I have a beer online, people are like, oh, are you drunk? I'm like, please.
Yeah. If you have, you're having one drink and it's like, you got hammered.
Are you drunk? It's wasted. Mm. Yeah, I'm wasted.
So, there is a young man who is on the line on social medias going around who has a message for all those haters. Like, I was having some haters last night. This is how you deal with it.
Like I said, we got to keep a smile in our face because people like to bring us down. Even if somebody's trying to roast me, I'm going to keep a smile in my face because that person is a silly willy.
So there you go.
That's the end of it? Yeah.
Just keep a smile in my face. That person is a silly willy.
That person is just a silly willy.
All of y'all throwing those comments at me last night, y'all just silly willies. Smile in my face. Just like that. He was smiling my face. Silly willies. Silly willies.
The hottest trending topic is Riggins and Now Trending. Coming up next.
The Ace and TJ Show. Available 24/7 on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts. Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on acetj.tv or the Ace and TJ Family app.
The Ace and TJ Show loves to give back to the community, and they do that with their charity, Peyton's Promise. Get more information about how you can help with Peyton's Promise at peytonspromise.org. Peyton's Promise would not be possible without great sponsors like CompuCom, acetj.com/CompuCom.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
If it's trending, it's here now.
I want something new.
This is Now Trending with Riggins on the Ace and TJ Show.
Elton John is no longer performing live. He just wrapped up his So Long Yellow Brick Road Tour. Is that what it was called?
Yeah.
Goodbye Yellow Brick Road Tour.
It took 6 years.
Yeah, it's one of the most successful tours ever, but he's finally done with that, thankfully, because over the summer, he said, I've been dealing with a severe eye infection that has caused me a partial blindness. Ooh. So he said it's going to be a long road to recovery. He's 77 years old, but he said he's been dealing with this since the summer. He revealed this on social media. Now he's, you know, on the road to recovery.
I know exactly how he feels because that's what happened when I found out I was allergic to cats. I got my itchy eyes.
I forgot about that.
I feel you, Elton.
Elton's severe eye infection and TJ's itchy eyes. Pretty much the same thing.
Yeah. For about 40 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you panic when that initially set?
Yeah.
I don't have any allergies like that, but I think I would kind of freak out a little bit when your eyes start swelling closed. Scary.
Yeah, but God bless Elton.
God bless Elton John. Today's National Wildlife Day. Do you guys have a least favorite animal? Like, ugh, I can't stand these animals.
Snakes. I hate a snake and a scorpion.
Scorpions.
I don't like scorpions at all, even though they're very cool when they're drawn.
Flies.
Really?
Yeah, I hate flies.
That's a good one.
Yeah. They're super annoying.
They are super annoying. It's like, what purpose do they serve? They're always in the way.
I got a fly in my house the other day, and I almost went crazy.
Yeah. So annoying.
I almost went crazy.
My least favorite, obviously, the frogs. Hate frogs. Always have. Can't stand them. But otherwise, happy National Wildlife Day.
Yeah.
And I found out that Boeing is reportedly fuming. So I've been loving this story for months. These astronauts that are stuck in space, they were supposed to be up there for a week in June, and now it's official. They're not even projected to come home until February of 2025. They thought they were going up for 8 days, and now it's going to be, what, seven months?
Yeah, it's the SS Minnow of space.
It truly is. And
the ship on Gilligan's Island.
It really is. And Boeing was were the spacecraft that sent them up there, and they're relying on Elon Musk's company to get them home. And they're apparently very upset with NASA for making this switch. But
hey,
did you think about the astronauts? I mean, I'm sorry that you're upset about it, but they've been stuck up in literally stuck in space for months.
If Boeing had something that could get them down, wouldn't we be using that? But apparently we can't. And it's because your spaceship malfunctioned is why they're stuck up there. So, you know, let's do what we can do to get these people down.
It's so crazy.
Is it that Boeing is saying, if you're going to give him all of that time before he can get a SpaceX rocket up there, why not give us that time to correct our mistake?
Yeah, and they've got a big contract with NASA.
Yeah, I'm no special pleader for Boeing.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, isn't that what they're saying?
They just hate Elon Musk that much. And I understand he's a polarizing figure. Because at the beginning of the year, imagine this. The guy that they've lost to is the guy that tweeted, for SpaceX this year, our only goal is to send a rocket to Uranus. He's the CEO of the company, and he's tweeting that out. That's got to just drive you nuts.
I say, God bless that Elon Musk.
I mean, he's amazing.
So many wonderful things he does.
He's amazing. So those are just a few things that are now trending.
Now, something special happened to me last night that I've been excited to share with you. And I'll give you the details coming up next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show. Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on acetj.tv or the Ace and TJ family app.
The Ace and TJ Show loves to give back to the community, and they do that with their charity, Peyton's Promise. Get more information about how you can help with Peyton's Promise at peytonspromise.org. Peyton's Promise would not be possible without great sponsors like CompuCom, acetj.com/CompuCom.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Yo. Hey, coming up on the Ace and TJ Show.
It's not actually coming up on the show. It's coming up today. The new fall season of my podcast, The Meaningful Meeting, starts. And I've been a lax over the summer in doing it and probably should have just taken the whole time off. It kind of was sporadic. But today, we recorded it last night, like 8 o'clock last night. I was up here with my son recording the podcast because his birthday was Monday. He turned 22. So I thought it would be fun to do this with him because I hadn't had him on in a long time. And we just kind of had a really great conversation that went in some directions I did not expect. Including there were some things in there that I actually told him, I never knew that. You've never told me that before. Fascinating about being a child of divorce, about what his life has been like with me, what my life has been like with him, what it's like having Amanda in his life and Dax and all this kind of stuff. Now, how much his life has changed through the years. I thought it was fascinating. I'm not going to lie to you. It's long. It's about almost an hour long because it just started going. I thought he was fantastic in it. So I hope you'll check it out today. She'll be up about noon wherever you download podcasts on our YouTube. Rob's going to be on our YouTube channel. We may have had an issue with the video last night. Rob's checking it now.
There is video, but unfortunately, Kate is not in that video.
Oh, well, then that's going to be hard to watch. We had a bit of a video issue last night. So it'll all be up to wherever you download podcasts. I hope you'll check it out. Check out all of our Ace and TJ stuff as well. Spotify, Apple Music, it's everywhere. The Meaningful Meeting is the name of the podcast. It's all under the Ace and TJ Show stuff. So coming up, we're going to get into some questions that women want men to answer. And we are going to answer them as men on this program. But in the interest of time, I saw this yesterday and thought, oh, this will be fun to play. Because you can kind of play along in your car, at home, wherever you're listening. It's called Which is Better? Just a fun little conversation starter you can play with friends. Very simply, which is better? Voice memo or text message?
Text
message, no doubt. Which is better? Overdressed or underdressed?
Overdressed.
Yeah.
Because you can always take something off. You know what I mean? Like if you had a jacket, you could take a jacket, tie, or whatever.
Dress.
Which is better? Movies in the theater or movies at home?
Theater.
Okay. Which is best? Drive or ride shotgun?
Drive.
Who am I riding? Who's driving if I'm riding shotgun? That's my question.
No drinking involved.
I guess, you know,
if you're being the one that can ride shotgun and drink, then
yeah, let's say,
but just regular drive. I would rather drive. Yeah.
Yeah. I would rather drive also.
Can I drink? I mean, where are you from?
No, I mean, if one's the designated driver and the other one isn't, is what I'm saying. Are we coming back from a bar?
Okay.
Yeah.
Not
drinking while you're driving down the road.
Or even. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, who's driving? Well, I've been drinking. You haven't. You're the DD.
It does factor into it. They said, look, if you drive, if I drive, you can finish your drink. But okay, I'll ride shotgun and drink all day long. That's not a problem.
Really?
Is that illegal?
I think so.
Yeah, isn't it? Yeah. Unless you're in a licensed chauffeured vehicle. I think.
Well, he's going to do it all damn day long.
Yeah. I do it all the time. What are you talking about? I didn't know.
This is the Ace and TJ Show. Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ Family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play.
The Ace and TJ Show loves to give back to the community, and they do that with their charity, Peyton's Promise. Get more information about how you can help with Peyton's Promise at peytonspromise.org. Peyton's Promise would not be possible without great sponsors like CompuCom, acetj.com/CompuCom.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
Questions women want men to answer. This is a huge list. And I'll be honest with you, maybe on the extra funny podcast today, or the extra, extra funny podcast, we could get into some of the more risque questions. But I had to go through and find, it's like 150 questions that women want men to answer. Some are very particular if you're in a relationship, that type of thing. But others are more generic, which are the ones I've tried to focus on. So we have men on the show to answer questions women want men to answer. For example, number one, why do you have the mindset that being in a long-term relationship is the end of fun?
I don't. I never did think that.
Really?
No.
Okay. It's the end of a different kind of fun. Your fun changes.
Yeah.
And if you have that mindset, it's because that's all you see on TV most of the time is in a, especially like in sitcoms, the guy is not having any fun and the wife is telling him everything that he needs to do, what has to be done, blah, blah, blah.
The man is always the idiot. The woman is always the smart one. And if you don't do what she wants you to do, she'll leave you and take half your money. That's the message that has been sent to young men for decades now.
Do you believe in love at first sight? Questions women want men to answer. Do you believe in love at first sight?
No.
No.
Really?
No.
Okay. Lust. I believe in love quickly after getting to know somebody.
Yeah.
But not at first sight. That doesn't make sense.
All right. Questions women want men to answer. Do you have a hard time if she's more successful financially?
Nah. Wouldn't bother me.
Yeah, I don't have a problem.
I just wish one of us were at this point.
You literally took the words right out of my mouth. Riggins?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Do you care if they're real boobs or fake boobs?
No, don't care.
No.
I don't care at all.
Me either. TJ?
Yes.
Which do you prefer then?
I want them to look like they just got waxed at the car wash. I mean, hard and shiny, just like a, you know, like there should be a model standing on top of them as they spin slowly in a circle. And she lights them on fire to show the clear coat on them is, no, I don't care. I'm just kidding. I don't care.
Questions women want men to answer. How often do you think about past relationships?
Never really.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
No.
Wait, good Lord. It's
been so long. It's been 30 years.
Almost 30 years.
Yeah. Yeah. You ever think about it?
No, if I do, it's like I laugh about elementary school girlfriends and things like that.
We hadn't had a relationship with a different person 30 years almost.
Yeah.
Riggins, how often do you think about past relationships
all
as
the
a
time.
Single guy? Really?
Not even, and like hookups too?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I think about them all the time.
Okay. Like daily?
What time? You know, I mean, it's more of like a situational.
Okay,
think about this. Okay,
I would have to say yes, I do. First day of every month.
Yeah,
what does that mean?
That's the payment. Day I had to write some checks.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. That'll be
an hour. This is the Ace and TJ Show. The Ace and TJ podcast and radio show is new every weekday starting at 7 a.m. Eastern and airs 24 hours a day on the Ace and TJ family stream on the Ace and TJ family app. Get the show plus exclusive daily Ace and TJ family shorts like 60-second stories, the good news, the music update, and more. Download the new Ace and TJ Family app and listen to the show plus the new Ace and TJ Family shorts anytime, every day.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
The Ace and TJ Show loves to give back to the community, and they do that with their charity, Peyton's Promise. Get more information about how you can help with Peyton's Promise at peytonspromise.org. Peyton's Promise would not be possible without great sponsors like CompuCom, acetj.com/CompuCom.
Yeah. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
Drinking and driving is never funny. It's not amusing, but man, sometimes the stupidity that accompanies it is just too good to pass up. A story you'll be talking about the rest of the day. There's a 24-year-old guy named Christopher Ganzel who stole a car from a library parking lot last month in Lansdale, Pennsylvania. That's near Philadelphia. Turns out some guy had left his 2023 Subaru Forester running.
Ew.
I don't know, you know, why you do that, who knows, especially when you live near Philadelphia. But Chris saw that, jumped in it, and took off. But he didn't take it for a joyride. He drove straight to the police station. And the reason he went there was the dumbest part. He apparently, earlier in the day, had a run-in with the cops. So he stole a car and drove to the police station to talk to the cops and see if he could get his drugs back that they took from him.
Mm.
Now, along the way, he decided to swing into a Target and do some shoplifting. So he's actually at the police station waiting to talk to a cop when two reports come in. One of a stolen vehicle and two of a shoplifting incident that just happened at a Target, and they identify him in both. And he's standing in the police department.
Yeah, it's making it easy for him.
Like, I'm just waiting to talk to somebody about my drugs that I took from you earlier today.
Wonder if I can get those back or what.
He's now facing two felony charges for unlawful taking and receiving stolen property, plus a misdemeanor charge for unauthorized use of a car. More charges may be pending as the investigation continues.
There's some kind of form I got to fill out to get my meth back.
What are you doing?
What a dummy.
I mean, he's literally in the police station when both reports come in. We just had a green Subaru Forester stolen. Oh, this guy was just shoplifted at Target. Here's what he looks like. They're like, oh, we know that guy. We had a run-in with him earlier today, and he's standing in front of us right here. And there was another crazy drunk driving story. An alleged drunk driver crashed into a New York State police vehicle early Monday morning right around Buffalo while the troopers were arresting another drunk driver. So somebody had stopped in the middle of the road. The troopers pull up, and they're arresting them, getting them out of the car. You know, and while that's going on, another car slams into the state trooper vehicle. Luckily, nobody was injured. But turns out the person who slams into the state trooper vehicle was drunk also.
Oh, gosh.
And that was a woman. The first person, the cops were arresting a 34-year-old guy named Richard Morrow after they found him stopped in the road. And that's when 25-year-old Elizabeth Percy drove onto the scene and just hit the police cruiser. She was also taken into custody. Both were charged with DWI along with various other infractions.
Elizabeth Percy. Yeah. Miss Percy. Where was it?
Buffalo, New York. Area.
Of course.
Well, I'm not sure.
I don't know. You would have said anything I would have said, of course. Make them think about it. They were eating.
It's the Ace and TJ Show. When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ Show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
The Ace and TJ Show loves to give back to the community, and they do that with their charity, Peyton's Promise. Get more information about how you can help with Peyton's Promise at peytonspromise.org. Peyton's Promise would not be possible without great sponsors like CompuCom, acetj.com/CompuCom.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
If it's trending, it's here now.
I want something new.
This is Now Trending with Riggins on the Ace and TJ Show.
So The Bachelorette is still the top trending topic today. People are discussing the season finale that happened last night on ABC. They've already got the next Bachelor lined up. Very handsome guy, obviously.
Well, I used to be.
So I don't want to spoil it for anybody, but I did read the headline that, you know, heartbreak is involved. So I don't know. Do they still get married at the end of The Bachelor and The Bachelorette?
They get engaged, they do. Supposedly. That's what they're, I think that's what they're supposed to do.
Okay.
Ace, does your wife still watch it?
She keeps up with The Bachelor and The Bachelorette.
Right. It's not raunchy enough for her. It's not. Reality show.
It's really, I kid you not, it's not. It's really not. She likes Love Island. Right. She likes whatever that other one is where they don't see each other face to face, which isn't that raunchy. But Love Island is her favorite because they're all in bikinis and tiny shorts all the time.
If they're not showing full frontal, she ain't looking. It ain't nothing for her to look at.
I want full frontal.
What is it? There's a
so bad. There's everybody.
Yeah. That's true. There's another one that she watches with the I don't know, like they're not allowed to kiss and they lose money if they kiss or hook up or any of that kind of stuff. Well, they all she loves.
There's one that where they're actually naked. And they only see each other naked, right?
Yeah, that's where they see the tops and the bottom. We watched part of that. It was too stupid. She didn't like that one.
How long is she there?
She likes her reality dating shows with a little bit of raw.
Okay, fair enough.
I mean, I tell you what, I would love to walk in have my wife walk home in the house one day coming home from the grocery store, and I'd be walking around completely naked with a luchador mask on.
You should just do that.
Welcome home.
I thought I'd try to get on that reality show.
And now that kids are back in school, young adults in college, they're discovering the great joys of Gator wine. Every year about this time, you see articles pop up, oh, the new trend, Gator wine. But Gator wine's been around for decades, and it's just a mixture of Gatorade and cheap wine that you buy at the gas station, specifically the Gatorade, the icy frost blue one. And then like a cheap red wine or a cheap white wine, and they call it Gator wine. So I know the kids are getting turned
yum.
Up. Yeah, absolutely. And for the first,
supposed to help you hydrate though while you drink.
Little both. Yeah. So it's wonderful. And that's a fun little fact that Ace just shared. Maybe you have something similar in your life. The one little fact that you know that you love sharing with other people. Coming up next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show. Let's face it. These days we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with ACE and the Meaningful Meeting podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the ACE and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
ACE and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
The Ace and TJ Show loves to give back to the community, and they do that with their charity, Peyton's Promise. Get more information about how you can help with Peyton's Promise at peytonspromise.org. Peyton's Promise would not be possible without great sponsors like CompuCom, acetj.com/CompuCom.
This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
I was asking a couple weeks ago, are they going to make Kirk Herbstreit's dog like a main feature of college football? And as I was watching the LSU game the other night, it's like 3 minutes before halftime. The game is, I think, tied up. It's an intense moment before halftime. And they do like a 20-second shot from behind of the guys, you know, in the booth with the dog in the middle, solely for the purposes of getting that dog on camera.
But the dog walked into the shot before the game when they were doing that, what they talk about right before kickoff when they're up in the booth. The dog walks in and they make reference to it, and he starts, like, the dog is just roaming freely in the booth.
The dog has absolutely, though, become a celebrity, and people love to see the dog.
I love seeing the dog. I love animals more than anybody. However, and I'm not even a crazy football fan, but at that moment in the game, I think doing a 20-second shot of the golden retriever from behind is a little aggressive.
Well,
you're showing a lot of the dog.
They showed a lot of the dog, and he takes a little. He was taking some heat. I saw on Twitter, because I follow him on Twitter, and people were commenting like, "Get rid of the dog. Dog doesn't need to be in the booth. It should be out playing with other dogs or resting."
No,
like,
I think that's too much. That's too much. Yeah, as well.
I know people are idiots, but anyway, he did take some heat for showing the dog on TV. He was like, and his response was like, "You're blocked."
That's the appropriate attitude,
right? But his coworkers have to work around it, and they're running around the booth, you know, the ones behind the scenes and all, probably having to step over and around a dog.
I would think so. I mean, did he clear that? I mean, I don't know. It's just an odd thing. OSHA?
That's what I want to know. Mr. Herbstreit.
And it kind of makes sense. Today is National Wildlife Day. The one fact that I love sharing with people is that wombats poop in cubes because they reside on mountainsides. So the cubed poop doesn't roll down the hill, attracting predators. Isn't that amazing? So it's the only animal that poops in a six-sided cube, and they do it about 100 times a day. There's a lot of these little poops. But it's just a weird thing to think about, but it makes sense. What is the one little fact that you know that other people probably don't know that you love sharing at parties, with your coworkers, with your friends? Hey, did you know this? And it could be disturbing. Well, I'm hoping there are some of those, because I enjoy those too.
Most people don't know that red velvet is chocolate.
That's a great one. That's a great one.
I like telling people that.
And no one seems to grasp that and run with it. But TJ's been saying it for years. That's perfect.
Still tastes better. Somehow.
It's not exactly the same. It's a little different, but it's chocolate at its source.
Yeah. Rob said, correction! It tastes better.
It's delicious! And not nutritious.
So what is yours? At the Ace TJ Show, we'll get them next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
The Ace and TJ podcast and radio show is new every weekday starting at 7 a.m. Eastern and airs 24 hours a day on the Ace and TJ family stream on the Ace and TJ family app. Get the show plus exclusive daily Ace and TJ family shorts like 60-second stories, the good news, the music update, and more. Download the new Ace and TJ family app and listen to the show plus the new Ace and TJ family shorts anytime, every day.
The Ace and TJ show loves to give back to the community, and they do that with their charity, Peyton's Promise. Get more information about how you can help with Peyton's Promise at peytonspromise.org. Peyton's Promise would not be possible without great sponsors like CompuCom, acetj.com/CompuCom.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
This is great. What's the one little fact that you know that you love sharing with other people, whether it's at work or at parties or with your family? Doesn't seem like anybody else knows this, but you do. For example, I love the fact that there are Helen Keller doubters on the internet, and they formed like groups, and they are so vocal and angry about...
What are they doubting?
That she made it all up.
Okay. That she wasn't really deaf and blind and the whole thing.
Yeah, I mean, there's a story about Helen Keller landing a plane as she got older. And they're like, how? They are lying to us in school. And they're so upset about it. I just love that they've taken this on as sort of their platform. Like, we're going to reveal the truth about Helen Keller, somebody who's not even alive anymore. It's just funny to me. But what is it for you, the fun little fact that you love sharing with other people? Like Tony, this is a great one. Tony said that I can spell my name with body parts, a toe and a knee. I mean, that's what I'm talking about. You're exactly right, Tony. I can spell my name with two body parts, the toe and the knee.
As in toe and knee.
Yeah, Katie's got a great one. She said, the one little thing I love sharing with other people, hell is hot. Ain't no water there, no ice, no tea, no lemonade, no Coke, no Sprite, no Gatorade. That's from an audio clip we had yesterday during the ACTJ show.
Well played.
Love that.
Wait, and another one. At the time of his death, Elvis's colon was twice its normal size due to a buildup of white fecal matter.
Excellent. Excellent. Classic Ace and TJ one.
Yeah.
Jennifer said birds don't have bladders, so they don't pee. What? They only have, okay, well, she said they only have a space to release waste. Mm-hmm. Birds don't pee. I mean, that is crazy. I never knew that. Love that.
Amanda has one that's very specific. This Amanda here, not my wife Amanda. This Amanda said that my great-grandparents were first cousins. My sister hates when I say it. I'm like, look, we can't change it. We didn't get the inbred gene, so we might as well laugh about it.
We dodged that bullet. I mean,
that's a fun fact to drop at a party, though. You know, my grandparents were first cousins. Like, your great-grandparents, I'm sorry. Mm. Your great-grandparents, that's not that far removed from you.
Not at all.
She makes it sound like you're genetically disposed to being an inbred.
Well, oh yeah, I see.
Like she's saying. Like, yeah, oh, yeah. They couldn't help it. They were that's how they were born.
Yeah, right. So I read the craziest thing on the internet the other day. It's hard to losing a loved one, but this one will not be missed. More next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show. When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ Show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
The Ace and TJ Show loves to give back to the community, and they do that with their charity, Peyton's Promise. Get more information about how you can help with Peyton's Promise at peytonspromise.org. Peyton's Promise would not be possible without great sponsors like CompuCom, acetj.com/CompuCom.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
So they put together the list of the top party schools in America. And I don't know about this list, you guys. Number five, University of Southern California.
Okay.
USC. Number four, the University of Massachusetts Amherst. Number three, University of Cincinnati. Number two, University of Oklahoma. And number one, top party school in the country. Any guesses?
Arizona State?
No.
Okay.
It's Syracuse.
Syracuse, all good guesses. The University of California, Santa Barbara.
Oh, what? Mm-hmm. UCSB.
I have never heard them on any list of the top party schools. Yeah. It's Arizona. It's Alabama.
LSU.
Yeah. ECU. A lot of the SEC teams, and certainly ECU, the biggest Halloween college campus. So I don't know what's going on with this list, but I don't know. University of California, Santa Barbara. All right.
St. John's.
Yeah, right. Temple, all those places. There is an obituary that has gone viral. A woman died back in June. She's 65 years old. Her name is Florence Harrelson. And this was the obituary that was posted in the local paper. Florence Harrelson, formerly of Chelsea, died this year without family by her side due to burnt bridges and a wake of destruction left in her path.
Oh, man.
Florence did not want an obituary or anyone, including family, to know she died. That's because even in death, she wanted those she terrorized to still be living in fear, looking over their shoulders. So this isn't much of an obituary, more of a public service announcement. So that was from her daughter.
Wow.
That was from her daughter.
Sounds like a real peach.
Love yeah. That. I mean, in the picture that they have accompanying the obituary, she looks like your mom's best friend. I mean, like looks like a sweet lady, glasses, you know, an older woman. Mm-hmm. But that's from the daughter. So I don't know what this woman did. But she will not be missed, at least by her family. Wow. A wake of destruction in her path.
That's pretty cool, though.
It's not bad.
That's pretty cool.
One last kind of screw you, Mom.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yikes, right?
Mm-hmm.
So be careful with who writes you obituaries.
She could be haunting people.
Yeah. I guess.
The Ace and TJ Show, available 24/7 on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts. The Ace and TJ podcast and radio show is new every weekday starting at 7 a.m. Eastern and airs 24 hours a day on the Ace and TJ Family stream on the Ace and TJ Family app. Get the show plus exclusive daily Ace and TJ Family shorts like 60-second stories, the good news, the music update, and more. Download the new Ace and TJ Family app and listen to the show plus the new Ace and TJ Family shorts anytime, every day.